Peter, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Darren, and good morning to the listeners.
Flood Recovery Task Force info session. So it's on tonight. Whereabouts and when?
It's on starting this afternoon at 4:30, runs through to 7 p.m. But the flood affected can come in any time during those two points in the day and speak one-on-one with the representatives of any number of organisations, people they may have spoken to previously or people they might not have even accessed previously. But it'll be almost a mirror image of the recovery centre that was set up initially after the floods, and it'll be the last opportunity for people to access a group of service providers at the one point and at the one time.
All right, so whereabouts though, Peter?
It'll be at the Latrobe Memorial Hall in the supper room where we first established the recovery centre. And the types of organisations will be there. There'll be opportunities to speak to people about financial assistance, accessing donations, insurance and legal advice, personal support, environmental health, rural support. All sorts of service providers will be there and will be able to speak one-on-one to individual flood affected people. And as I say, we encourage them to come along and take advantage of this opportunity at 4:30 through to 7 p.m.
You've been fairly vocal, and understandably so, about perhaps a slowness in work by insurance companies. How's that going? Are you still unhappy with the situation from some companies? Not all?
No, certainly some companies have been very, very good in their response, I guess it's fair to say. Tasmanian company, RACT in particular, but others as well. We don't have the issues to the same extent that we had before, but certainly there are still people out there, policyholders, who are disgruntled and who are not happy with the response they've received from their insurance companies. That's always going to be the case, whether people think they were covered and weren't, whether there's some discrepancy in the terms of their policies and that sort of thing. But at the moment, I'm reasonably comfortable that things are progressing. There are still a number of outstanding claims, but they've been process as best they can, and just have to accept that some of them will take time to work through because there are all sorts of circumstances that vary from claim to claim. But generally happy with the response now and appreciate the Insurance Council's assistance with those issues.
Well, that's good. So the Flood Recovery Task Force info session's on this afternoon, 4:30 till 7, but you've also got a community thank you coming up at the Axeman's Hall of Fame. That's on Saturday, yeah?
It is, and this is an opportunity for people just to get together informally, both those people who were affected by the floods and also those people who assisted in any way throughout that period. And everyone's welcome to come along and just to reminisce, to catch up socially, and for us as a council, we'd just like the opportunity to thank all those people who have helped us during this period. And that'll be done on Saturday, as you say, again from 4:30 through to 7. On down the Axeman's at Bell's Parade. That'll be also followed by the rescheduled Lights on Fire, Cement Australia Lights on Fire, which was supposed to take part as part of the Chocolate Winterfest, but had to be rescheduled.
Yeah.
And we'll be starting with a lantern parade from King's Park at 6:30, heading down to Bell's Parade, and then there'll be all sorts of things, fireworks, there'll be hot chocolates, there'll be marshmallows, there'll be entertainment, and the finale will be a fireworks display. So That's almost a follow-on from the thank you event and a great opportunity for people to come along and not only take part in the lantern parade, but also to experience the beauty down at Bell's Parade and the entertainment and fireworks that will follow.
Brilliant. I was in Latrobe on the weekend, and it's all business as usual now, Peter, isn't it? Town looks good and businesses are open and it's well...
Yeah, it's certainly much better than what it was, Darren, but we were boosted on the weekend by the visit of the... Mustangs,
yeah.
from the Tasmanian chapter of the Australian Mustang Owners Club. That was really appreciated. 29 Mustangs ranging from 1963 through to the current model. And there were literally hundreds and hundreds of people down at King's Park and in Lewis's car park viewing them. And it was a terrific thing for the car club to do. Really appreciated that. And it made a huge impact to the town on that day. So, yeah, things are picking up and people are helping in whatever way they can. So, again, as I say, we appreciate all the assistance we're getting.
Thanks for taking our call, Peter.
Okay, Darren.
Good on you, mate.
Bye, mate.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.